to thine own self be true. They all stared at him aghast.
What?
He asked in an offended tone.
You don't think a Skotos can be literate? I happen to love Shakespeare. Hamlet is one of my faves.
Jericho snorted.
I'm not touching that one with tongs and a gas mask.
He looked back at Madoc.
What other changes have you guys decided on?
Madoc indicated him and Zeth.
We don't know if Delarian lives or not. I'm going to keep hoping, but until we know for sure, we have to have someone to lead the Honoroi and help them adjust to what's going on.
His eyes sad, he hesitated before he spoke again.
Mordaunt's dead, and our hierarchy is in shambles. As much as it pains me to admit it, I think Zeth is right, and it'll help to have him in as a commander. He's been leading the Skotai for a while now, and they tend to listen to him.
Zeth scoffed.
For the record, I was his third choice, behind Solon and Zypher.
Madoc gave him an unamused stare.
And all things considered, you're probably the more sensible one anyway. Zypher's more demon than Skotos, and Solon, he'd only be interested in monitoring and helping our women.
Dimas gave a short laugh of agreement.
Phobos and I are still in charge of the Dolophini. Nothing changes there, except we'll be assisting the Honoroi more now than we have in the past.
It all sounded great to Jericho, except for one minor concerning detail.
Have you run this by Zeus?
Madoc shook his head.
Not yet, but I don't think he'll oppose it. So long as we keep his dreams clear, he should be all right with it.
Zeth didn't look as convinced.
What if he takes our emotions again?
He won't.
Jericho said with total confidence. Still, Zeth was skeptical.
How can you be so sure?
Jericho wasn't about to tell them of his bargain with the asshole.
No one needed to know what he had relegated himself to for their benefit. I put a safeguard in. If he goes back on his word, it won't go well for him.
Asmodeus wrinkled his brow as he looked back and forth between the group.
So where does my demon self fit into all this?
Dimas draped an arm around his shoulders.
Technical advisor, since you know our enemies so well, we're going to pick your brain.
Asmodeus's eyes widened.
I'll tell you what you want to know. There's no need to torture me for it.
Dimas looked around, his face a mask of befuddlement.
Huh?
Delphine laughed before she explained.
Pick your brain is an idiomatic expression, Asmodeus. It means we'll have you tell us things. We're not actually going in there to mess with your head.
He let out a long, relieved breath.
Oh, thank the source. I can't stand it when someone opens my skull. It really hurts.
Dimas screwed his face up in sympathy.
I'm glad I'm not a demon.
Asmodeus looked eager again.
So, where do we start?
Madoc glanced to Jericho and Dimas.
With Azura and Noir, we need to be attacking them and weakening them. So long as they're defending, they won't be able to plot. The more we use our Honoroi to hit them, the better. They have to sleep sometime.
And I can help,
Jared offered.
So long as my lady allows me to. By the way,
he looked at Jericho.
You can never allow them to have Jaden's medallion.
Why?
When placed over the heart of a god, it renders the god powerless.
Jericho gaped as a brilliant idea went through him.
Can we use it on Noir?
I'm rather sure that's why Jaden wanted it. Why hasn't he used it?
Zeth asked. Jared gave him a wry stare.
Have you ever tried to put something like that around the throat of a god who hates you? It's not the easiest thing. I'm sure if it were simple, Jaden would have done it. Okay, good point, but still,
we need that amulet,
Jericho finished. Jared nodded.
But once Zephyra learns you don't have it, she's going to recall me.
Maybe. Maybe not. We might be able to negotiate with her again.
Jared scoffed.
Negotiating with her isn't the easiest thing to do. More often than not, it involves bloodletting. And by that, I mean mine.
Delphine?
Delphine frowned as she saw an Honoroi woman calling her from across the room.
Do you know her?
Jericho asked.
No, but she obviously knows me.
She smiled at him.
I'll be right back.
Jericho watched her leave, his heart heavy. The one thing he regretted most out of all of this was that as Zeus's slave, he'd never see her again. She would be lost to him. Unwilling to think about it, he returned to their conversation. He wouldn't regret what he had done. Only the future that the two of them would be denied. Delphine followed the Honoroi, who motioned her out of the hall. What could the woman possibly want? And why couldn't they speak in the large room with the others? Curious, she approached the goddess, who had finally stopped walking away from her.
Did you need something?
Raven-haired and petite, the woman reminded her of someone, but she couldn't think of who. She turned toward Delphine with a smile.
Yes, there is something I need. And that is?
The woman split from one into three identical goddesses. Before Delphine could even move, they had her bound.
Your death!
The first one snarled an instant before she slashed her throat.